In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We meditate on these words from Deuteronomy 7. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. Permit me a little liberty. I have here an artist's charcoal pencil. Lately, I've used it to draw the face of a grandson. I broke it. You can see the tape. But I fixed it. I chose it from many on the display, and I bought it so I could draw with it. It's an extension of me. My characteristic marks. As a people holy to God, we are like this pencil. We are chosen, treasured, entirely God's. He wants us to be His, serve His exclusive purposes. He drew us to Himself and to His orbit and His majesty. We are set apart then from all the others that could have been chosen. And it is indeed God who makes us holy. And holiness is the character of God. Now, how did this happen? With the Old Testament people, God chose them. He declared them to be His treasure, His possession. We heard this in the reading. They were no big, important group before He got hold of them. In fact, it started with one, Abraham. And he was too old to have children. His wife was too old to have a child. And God kept telling him, your descendants will be numberless. But he trusted. God blessed and blessed Abraham until his descendants were as numerous as the stars. You see, it was all in the promise and in the being brought into the blessing of God. For God loved Abraham. Abraham trusted the Lord, and by His mighty hand, God made him into a great nation, which through His covenant He made holy. With New Testament people, God called us by His mighty word. My only Son is your Savior from sin. Trust Him. By the waters of baptism, we pass from being a member of a rebellious tribe, maybe even a tribe of one, into the family of God, heirs of all the heavenly things, like our brother Jesus. Though there were only a few who followed Jesus at first, they were sent out with the good news around the globe, gathering that new people for God that would be His holy treasure and be given a home in heaven. These new disciples did not form themselves into this. It was all God's doing. God spoke, the Spirit changed the heart, faith emerged, trusting the promise, the gift of new life was given. Shazam! A new person, a new people. What was formerly self-centered, profane, rebellious, an enemy of God, and totally unworthy of being in God's presence, near the majesty of the Lord, becomes devoted only to Him, separate from the world, and as holy as His own precious Son. We are then a holy people by faith in Jesus Christ. It is a mystery. You holy, me holy. In God's eyes, holy. But you see, the mystery doesn't end there. Even when, in following Christ, we stumble, lie to a family member, lust after some person other than a spouse, waste talent, go after worldly stuff that's not important, God would have mercy and restore us. Even when the church confuses God's truth with man's bright ideas, God would have mercy and renew it. Even when his servants lose interest, lack will to follow, tire of studying or teaching, he would tell us again, as he does now, of his mighty acts and his marvelous only begotten Son. So every day he makes us holy to himself as we confess our sins, beg for mercy. He continues to send our sins off into the wilderness, never to be seen again. He offers the body and blood of Christ to enter our mouth so that we can know that forgiveness one-on-one. In his word, he constantly reminds us of his loving care, his faithful promise, and his tender mercies, and his flow of blessings that just does not end. We are in his hands. We are in his service. We are repaired when broken. We are transformed from fallen to upright, from sinner to righteous, from worldly to holy. And like an artist's pencil makes marks according to the artist's mind and hand, we are his picked, chosen, made holy people. And as we did in the song just a few moments ago, let us always give thanks for this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.